Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
So Corey Feldman apparently was hospitalized following a medical emergency on a flight from Chicago to L.A. And a source says it could be pancreatitis or gallstones, but there's no official word yet. Ariana Grande became emotional at her concert in Los Angeles on Sunday night before performing her song Hampstead.
Thank you so much for always being such a loving, safe presence in my life. I love my fans so much.
So the emotional moment came months. It's been several months, but she broke up with Ethan Slater. The Cleveland Cavaliers auctioned off chairs that celebrities sat in during the NBA playoffs. Taylor Swift's chair went for $7,000, far outselling those of Travis Kelce, Timothy Chalamet, and Kylie Jenner, among others. Of course they did. And Jamie Lee Curtis and Mariska Hargitay got into a playful argument over how to pronounce Los Angeles. What?
You explained to me that you had come back to Los Angeles, that you had gone through.
You just said Los Angeles.
Okay, we had this argument.
And he says Los Angeles.
Okay, but what do you call it? Los Feliz.
Yes, but we're not talking about Los Feliz.
You don't say Los Feliz.
You don't say Los Angeles. Unless
you say Los Angeles.
You don't. And if I had like a jury here, everyone would vote for me. Go ahead.
Hey, this is so annoying.
But from now on, I'm going to say.
Okay. So you probably live there.
Nobody says that.
Okay. Well, anyway.
You guys, please, God, let's move on.
I know. It's okay. You can laugh.
I love her so much. I love them both so much. John Stamos says he has had two nose jobs in his life and had to go to Michael Jackson's plastic surgeon to get the first one fixed. Oh, thank goodness he doesn't look like Michael Jackson. And Boy George and Culture Club have re-recorded their hit Karma Chameleon after, and they used artificial intelligence to recreate the original 1983 sound.
Karma Chameleon.
Okay, so I'm thinking that they used AI because Boy George can't quite sing the same way he did back then. And they're doing it to regain control over his biggest song after receiving only appearance fees from previous commercial deals while master rights holders earned millions. It's the same thing Taylor Swift did. Do it. Do it. Gilmore Girls is leaving Netflix after 12 years, but it's still going to be on Disney Plus and Hulu. A cell phone interrupted Monday's episode of The View as Whoopi was congratulating the Carolina Hurricanes on being the Stanley Cup champions.
But we also want to say congratulations to the Carolina.
That's her, not me. Don't look at me.
Uh-oh. I don't know whose it was. Was it yours?
It sounded like it came from yours.
It's Joy.
Joy's not even there. Lionel Richie is trying to trademark his voice to protect it from AI cloning. And former SNL star Sherry O'Terry, who is 63, revealed she underwent two lumpectomies after being diagnosed early with breast cancer, but received support from First Lady Jill Biden.
And she says, I'm going through this with you. This woman. Before my surgery, after my surgery, she goes, I am with you on this. I was blown away. And then she was coming out to LA and wow. She's like, let's have coffee. And I said, all right, I'll come to your hotel. And she goes, I don't want you to come here. There's so much security. And I go, yeah, for you.
Yeah, for you. Gene Shalit, the beloved movie critic for NBC's Today Show, died Friday at age 100. And Bonnie Tyler woke up from her medically induced coma, but she is still seriously ill in a hospital in Portugal where she actually lives. And a dirt alert. A federal judge in New York has ordered Justin Baldoni and the Wayfarer parties to pay Blake Lively's legal fees, marking a new turn in the It Ends With Us dispute. Does it? Lively and Baldoni had sued each other for defamation and other claims, but the cases were dismissed. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. Wow. That was a lot, wasn't it? But then again, Morning Goat always is. What can I say?
What can I say except you're welcome?